This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Russia today to attend the 16th Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa BRICS Summit in Kazan. The summit is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. Speaking to Akashvani correspondent in Kazan, India's ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar, said the summit will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. It will also assess the progress of initiatives launched by BRICS. Mr. Kumar said PM Modi will hold bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that Indian art, particularly dance, offers a model of inclusivity in a world increasingly divided by conflicts and discord. He emphasized the power of India's rich cultural heritage to unite people across boundaries, saying Indian art offers a ray of light. Addressing the gathering at the International Festival on Indian Dance in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said, "Dance artists are cultural and peace ambassadors, promoting dialogue and laying the groundwork for soothing diplomatic maneuvers." The Vice President also emphasized India's historical influence on global culture, particularly through its epics. India and China have reached an agreement on patrolling arrangements along the line of actual control, LAC, in eastern Ladakh. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this agreement will result in resolution of tensions that began in 2020. He said elaborate discussions between both the sides resulted in an agreement on patrolling arrangements. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has lauded the agreement between India and China on the patrolling arrangements along the LAC in eastern Ladakh. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, the minister said that both nations have gone back to where the situation was in 2020. Dr. Jaishankar said that the disengagement process with China has been completed. He said it is a positive development and the result of patient and persevering diplomacy. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday reviewed national highway projects of northeastern states in a high-level meeting with states' chief ministers and senior officials of his ministry in Delhi. These states include Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Tripura and Nagaland. Mr. Gadkari mentioned that he reviewed the progress of ongoing 15 national highway projects spanning over 423 kilometers in Arunachal Pradesh. He reviewed the progress of 38 ongoing projects covering 808 kilometers in Manipur and 16 ongoing projects spanning 324 kilometers in Tripura. He also reviewed the progress of 29 projects covering 545 kilometers in Nagaland. Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, held a meeting with the representatives of the protesting junior doctors at the State Secretariat, Nabana, yesterday. Various issues were discussed, including the justice for the victim of the R.G. Kerr Medical College incident. Following the meeting with the Chief Minister, the junior doctors have withdrawn their hunger strike. Chief Secretary and Home Secretary were present at the meeting, which was live telecast. In Nepal, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subha Gurung inaugurated the new editions of news services in Maithili and Nepal Bhasa provided by the state's news agency Rashtriya Samachar Samiti RSS in Kathmandu. The minister emphasized that these steps contribute to the ministry's 100-day targets and support the federal setup of Nepal. Executive Chairman of RSS Dharmendra Jha expressed happiness over the formal launch of Maithili and Nepal Bhasa in news services as the organization has been able to embrace the 120-year-old Maithili journalism and 100-year-old Nepal Bhasa journalism along with Bhojpuri, Taru and Awadhi. Six people were reportedly killed in an Israeli drone attack on a house in eastern Lebanon's city of Baalbek. Lebanon's official national news said an Israeli drone raided the house in the Nabi Inam neighborhood of central Baalbek. Meanwhile, Hezbollah said that it had launched rocket salvos today targeting Israeli forces in the area of Khalid Wardeh. Since September 23, the Israeli army has intensified its airstrikes on Lebanon. Israel has also conducted what it said was a limited ground operation across the border, claiming it was aimed at crippling Hezbollah's capabilities. Indian women's cricket team skipper Harmanpreet Kaur has been named in the ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2024 team of the tournament. She is the only player from India in the 12-member squad announced by the ICC, which includes players from seven countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.